Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're at Super Bowl 54, our ongoing coverage brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms, Liberty Pure, where I'm drinking the fresh water down here, and Raskin Global. Actually, I tell a story about Lee Steinberg every time I tell a water story. Liberty Pure, with Matt Stover and some friends of ours, they make sure that well water and they take care of all your water needs. I remember being at the Super Bowl here with you about 10 or 11 years ago, Lee Steinberg, and you brought this device down the Bayfront Park, and you pulled water out of the Miami Harbor that we were at on the media party the other night and turned it into fresh drinking water. So I always tell that story because I know those devices save the lives of families, children, everyone in places where water is not potable, correct?
What they had was a earthquake in Haiti. And so the water system became polluted, and so people were dying of cholera. So that machine could take 140,000 people a day and give them pure water.
140,000 people a day.
Right. So we shipped it off from Miami. Yes, we were in Miami. And we shipped it off to Haiti, and it saved a bunch of lives. So this year, we're doing Make-A-Wish Foundation at the Super Bowl party.
Nice, nice. Well, I mean, every year you're doing something, but it's been a little while since the quarterback on the wall behind us is Steinberg represented. Some thoughts about Patrick Mahomes, who you brought around to Radio Row, feels like about 5 minutes ago, to visit with people and said, this, you know, and look, I mean, I remember back with Akili Smith and various other players from 20 and 30 years ago, you've always had quarterbacks. This kid's moving into a space here. Maybe you can get that autograph for us. into something special. Certainly beat our kid here, which disappointed me greatly.
He really is at a different level, and he's just growing, so he's going to get better and better. He may not put those stats up every year, but that's not his job. His job ultimately is to bring the team here to the Super Bowl. Quarterback greatness is judged that way. So the more times a quarterback sees the field, the better he gets. Lamar Jackson will get better.
He did get better.
Right.
Yeah.
And he'll continue to get better because it's how many times you see the field. So it's and if you like Patrick Mahomes on the field, you'd love him off the field because he's got such an amazing personality.
What is it about a player like this that would be born into sports? That, you know, you've seen it, and I've seen it, and Coach Billick was just walking by. He would always say, I want to draft Brandon Stokely. Give me a coach's kid, right? But then you get a baseball pitcher's kid who wants to play football and who clearly has otherworldly athletic skills, but having a father that played ball, there's something that's one thing an agent doesn't have to explain to a kid, right?
Very helpful, because it showed him the ups, it showed him the downs. It was very, very helpful. And so he has the right temperament, which is to not get overwhelmed by the moment. This is a Super Bowl, but to Patrick, it's a football game. And we have all this amazing focus and activities around him. But again, at the end of the day, it's a football game. And he has the ability to elevate his level of play in critical situations to pull a team to and through, and which is exactly what you want. And again, he's got 15 in the Mahomes. He's got all this amazing.
Well, he was at your event last year, your Super Bowl event, and
we're giving him an award this year again because his 15 in the Mahomes group has his charitable foundation has raised a lot of money for children's charities.
Lee Steinberg here, and of course, throwing parties and hanging out and having the young players. You'll be here on Friday.
The young players. We were a new generation, so we have Tua Tagovailoa this year. I'm sure you'll meet him on Friday. And
I've met half of Alabama here, I think, so he'll fall right in line.
Well, we've met, we also signed Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver, so we've got a great tandem out of Alabama. We have a wonderful running back, Patrick Taylor from Memphis. So we've got a great draft class coming along. And again, this is their first exposure to the whole world outside. One of the designs in bringing the players here is so they can see everything that surrounds professional football.
Well, I think Lamar as well will be down here winning an MVP and seeing what this is about. Some parallels, and I know Luke brought this up in the aftermath of the loss, the parallels of what happened to Patrick Mahomes last year, the disappointment of having to come to your Super Bowl party and be in a Super Bowl town and not be playing in it. Now he's on the wall. Lamar came so close this year that there is a little part of that disappointment that sets up that before you win, there has to be disappointment. I was going to say to you, has Patrick Mahomes had a lot of disappointments? I thought, oh yeah, he didn't make the Super Bowl last year. He didn't even get on the field the first year, right? So there is waiting your turn to some degree that may be a little harder for us in Baltimore with Lamar.
Well, the thing to remember about Lamar, again, is he's just going to get better because the more times he sees the field, the more decision-making and judgment he'll have. And so talk about there should be nothing but optimism in Baltimore around Lamar Jackson. The hardest position to fill in the NFL is franchise quarterback, someone that you can win because of rather than with, someone that you can build your team around, and someone who, in adversity, you've thrown two interceptions. The crowd is booing. People are looking at you like you're on hallucinogens. The game's getting out of hand. Now what do you do? Can you compartmentalize, adopt a quiet mind, and elevate your level of play to take a team through? And Lamar Jackson was unstoppable for most of the year, and they will learn from this defeat they had, and they'll be right back in the mix next year.
What does this thing do for Patrick, for you? I mean, obviously, I mean, on a personal level, we can go back to Jerry Maguire and Steve Barkowski and do all the things we've done for 25 years and talk about successes and failures and alcohol and books and redemption and all of that. There's a redemptive part of this for you that there's been a lot of quarterbacks you've signed in recent years, but this kid feels to be more special. And obviously here, winning this game, and we could look to Cam Newton or some other players in recent times that lost this game and may or may not get back.
So this
is big. This is huge.
This is the premier celebrity-making event that we have in American sports, because you have thousands of writers in town doing articles all week. And what happens is that if a player performs dramatically and is a good interview, it has the ability to cross him over from the narrow genre of football fans to be an American icon, right?
Kobe. Because, well, we've learned a lot about that this week, right? Like, literally.
Right, because what happens is that following this, it's the Good Morning America, it's late night talk shows, it's cover of People magazine. And so what happens is a normal football game, you know, might have 15 million people watching. This game has 130 million, so that people who are not hardcore football fans are focused here. And this story runs in the business section, it runs in the food section, it runs in the entertainment section. So it pulls in this massive group of people. So this is what changes. I remember years ago I had Troy Aikman, and he entered the field in 93, and he was Troy Aikman, a very good player. And he left, and he was Troy Aikman, superstar. Right. And that's what this game can do, because it you have X amount of football fans, which is a large number, but then you have 300 million Americans, and all of a sudden they get pulled into this because we have a celebrity-making machine that elevates certain people to be people that you get to know.
Well, Kobe was one of those, and I know for you, you live in Marina Del Rey, you're an L.A. guy, you've been in L.A. through, you were there when Kobe arrived, right? You were there when Magic arrived.
Well, as a matter of fact, Kobe lived about two blocks away from me in Newport Beach, and you would see him. Newport Beach is a community where celebrity doesn't get overwhelming, and so he would be at the photography shop. You'd see him getting his nails done. You'd see him out with his daughter. He was very much a family person and did very normal things, and you would see him everywhere. And I've taken a helicopter from Newport Beach north to Los Angeles because the traffic's just horrible on the 405, and so It was, what a haunting feeling. And you know, for his wife, for the kids, the whole thing is really hard to fathom. So I don't, we can say that we've processed it, but nobody really has.
Lee Steinberg here. He has a quarterback in the game this week and has been agenting for all of these years. What do you love about doing this? I mean, obviously, finding a Patrick Mahomes, getting to know him and his family, getting him in a position to be drafted and being here, this probably even exceeds your vision for what it could have been, right? I mean, the comeback for you.
Here's the thing about it. There are probably three things, if you represent athletes, that are particularly distinctive. One is to have a quarterback drafted at the top of the draft, number one, or part of it. And, you know, for 8 years, I've had the very first player in the first round. So that's happening this year. Having a quarterback in the Super Bowl, it's been since Ben Roethlisberger back in 2006 for me. You know, I had Aikman and Moon and Ben and a whole bunch of quarterbacks that lost. And the third is having players go into the Hall of Fame. And we have John Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers, who was a client. And
Ira Kaufman thinks he belongs in, by the way.
and Edgerrin James, and they're up there. So all three of those things are happening this year. So it's a lot of fun.
Go win. I want Andy to win. I like Patrick but I know Andy a little bit, Dave Tobe a little bit. Obviously, Terrell Suggs is involved now, too.
You ought to see their fan base. It's so amazing. Those people on a Friday, the whole city of Kansas City is red. And they are so supportive, and they're so amazing, and it's been since 1967.
Yeah, let those people win. If we can't win, at least it's not Belichick. That's how we feel. It's not Brady.
Here's the point. You ought to want the AFC team to win, right? And because that's where Baltimore is. Hi.
All right. See you soon.
Take it easy.
There he goes, Lee Steinberg, waving hello, waving goodbye, and one of the busiest guys around here this week with Patrick Mahomes in the game. Luke is here. It's the buyatoyota.com. Audio Vault is there for you 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world on your mobile device. We got the Sport of Culture helmets here. We got the Liberty Pure Water and the Royal Farms. I wish we had the Royal Farms chicken or the Western fries. We'll get to that when we get home. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore sports.